Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people who love him, who cherish life. Everybody don't treasure life. Some who go to church and are Christians don't cherish life, but God's people cherish the life of God. A distinction is made when you choose life over darkness. Every person must choose of their own free will what they're going to serve. Now, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, it's important to make such a statement, to speak life over your family. Everybody that gets saved don't always choose the Lord. They don't always choose his ways. They don't always choose to live by his word. They allow other things in their lives that they shouldn't. And they govern their lives according to their will and the will of others, making decisions out of fear and worry and doubt. But as we grow and graduate from life to life, we grow from glory to glory. We begin to make decisions based on the word more and more. The influence of the world is not easy to get rid of, but it's doable. When people are endeavoring and they want to grow from glory to glory, that's what God is looking at. If you're looking for perfection, you can miss the point. God is looking for the heart that reaches after him. There is deception in people, but it is forgiven. When you're endeavoring to do right, and you're doing all you know, God can't ask more than that from you. And he won't. He loves you. With the right guidance, people will make the right, the correct and more solid decisions. But false prophets and false teachers, they weaken the people. They weaken God's people. And the reason they weaken them is because their focus is off. And their influence causes people to choose a dying way. Now, Jesus said that the Pharisees look high and low for a proselyte. And when they find one, they make him more the child of hell than he was before they met him. That's the way of false prophets, false doctrines. They breed doubt in people, and they change the word so that they can make merchandise out of God's holy people that he washed in his blood. And the Lord works to expose the wrong things to people. We grow together with tares, but if we keep choosing life, the light of God's word will separate us from all tares, all of them. So we can't afford to listen to doctrines of devils and go along. If it's wrong, mark it in your heart that's wrong. It doesn't matter who said it and why they said it. But when you look into the Lord, you'll see things as they are and for what they are. Some people really believe that the doctrine they're preaching is right, but it's wrong. They really love God. And the Lord knows how to judge. You still got to give an account for what you teach. But when you study the word of God, you can read into it whatever you believe. But if you study a lot of God's word, or more of God's word, you're going to find holes in the things that's wrong. You're going to find it's not going to sit well by the Holy Spirit. And you're going to have a check in your Holy Spirit. You have to pay attention when the Lord is giving you a check in your spirit. Don't let anybody's voice be louder than the voice of the Holy Spirit to you. Don't put pressure on yourself And don't be afraid that you learned something wrong. Just receive God's word and he will help you sort things out. And sometimes it takes time and sometimes he can do it immediately. God can do anything. Pray for perfect understanding. Don't be afraid of any wrong. Don't be afraid of any problem. In your greatest problems, in your greatest weaknesses, look to the Lord. Don't let the problem be bigger than God. Go by the word. Satan came to Jesus saying, now he had already fasted 40 days and 40 nights. If you be the Son of God, turn this stone to bread. And Jesus didn't do that. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And he said it at his weakest point. He was full of the word of God. The easiest way to live this life and please God, see, pleasing God is living life. Living a life, the life of love. The word of God is the knowledge of love. And when you receive that word in your heart, you won't have a problem standing strong. You have if you believed on Jesus Christ, his blood, you are washed in his blood, you have a new spirit, and you want to do new things from the inside. And everybody that has that fervent love of God, they want to do the right thing. They want to do it God's way. They are hungry and they're looking for guidance. And it's easy to trust Christians who are already in place that you respect and love. But sometimes they're wrong. So you're going to have to continue to stick to the word. What did Jesus say? Everything Jesus said, I promise you, he meant it. And it's important. It shouldn't be overlooked. That was sometimes Jesus said some hard things to me. He said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord. We preached in your name. We prophesied in your name. We cast out devils in your name. We worked miracles in your name. And he'll turn to them and say, depart from me. I never knew you. You who work iniquity. See, when people become unrighteous in their heart, all of their righteousness is forgotten. And when we turn from our wicked ways, all of our wickedness is forgotten by God. This is serious. But if you love God, you want to do his will. And it's important. Now, I grew up and I saw things in church. I saw some people were dedicated and some people didn't know where they stood. But they went to church, but people didn't always do what they should do. They told off-color jokes. I didn't think a Christian person should do something like that. And I saw dedicated people. I saw a lot of things. When you go to church, it's like a hospital. People come in all conditions. And some people won't help. If they just coming out of the world, there's going to be a residue of things that suggest they just came out of the world. I don't judge people. I said, if I'm going to do this, I want to be right with God. And I want to know that I'll do right. And I wasn't sure. I didn't know where I stood. I had to ask myself hard questions. I said, Jesus, this is important. I knew it was important. And you don't go around bringing something holy low. My mother taught me that God is holy. You got to do right. Sometimes you have to go do some soul searching. But when I jumped in, I wanted God to use me. I wanted him to. I didn't trust myself. This is just, I'm just describing the condition of my mind and my heart back then. And Faith looks to God. And I learned more about faith and how to operate in the Word of God, and I grew, just like we all do. And some things got by me. It took a long time for me to get some things right. That's normal. That you came out of the world. You got a brand new heart, and you got to fill your heart with God's Word, and then you renew your mind. And renewing your mind can take a long time. But you do it, and you graduate. You grow from glory to glory. The Lord is not looking to see who he's not out to get you. He's out to help you. Now, he has standards. We got to come up to the standards of God. We're saved by the blood. But our actions will fall in line. They'll get in line with our heart. And we grow from glory to glory. And as we grow, God will use us more and more. It's just that simple. All we have to do is live by every word that God has spoken. And that's real easy. If you can walk in love with your brother and not deviate, you can do this. Walking in love with your brother is doing all of God's word. Loving God and loving man. And you won't do the evil things. You know, God gave 10 commandments, but when you read the law, there were so many regulations and rules and details. It's overwhelming. And a sinful man can't do any of that. But the law was designed to let people know that they needed a Savior. But when they got in idolatry and pride, they tried to use the knowledge of God for a platform to control other people and be preeminent and make long prayers and be seen of men. It's a misuse of what God told them to do, and they couldn't stop sinning. And they bragged about how righteous they were, which was wrong. But when Jesus came, those who believed on Jesus, they could walk in love again. See, love has good restrictions. The bondage of love is a blessing. If you live according to God's word, there are some things you just don't do. You don't sin. You don't want to sin. You have power not to. You have power to live right by your own free will. Not because you fear some danger. Not even because you fear hell. Some people begin to follow God because they fear hell, but then they find out that he loves them, and then they fall in love with him, and they don't want to do the things of hell. And a lot of people want to do the things of hell, but they don't want to go to hell, and they focus on not doing wrong, and that's a better way to live. Why not just fall in love with God? The light is good. You ain't gonna want to go to hell. You ain't gonna want to do the thing, the deeds of hell. And those demons will fall off your life as you fill your heart with God's word. But some people try to do their will and allow worldly things in their life, and they won't repent. And the influence of the Holy Spirit, they ignore him. And then, you know, God just, they chose another path. Not good. A better way to do is to just ask, talk to the Lord. He will talk to you. He will help you. He will guide you in life. He will show you things to come. He will help you grow. He will help you do it his way. Now, what you have to do is very easy. And some people, when they want to do something, they sometimes people twist the Hebrew and Greek original text, you know, the translation. They want to make the translated words say something it didn't mean. God know what they're doing. They're not fooling God. Remember, the word of God is alive. The translation is alive. Now, the scholars use the best words available to do this, and God put it in their heart to do it, and to do it right. God has to judge the world, so he gave it a straight measuring stick. A man asked me, how? He said, do you think the word of God is right? You think they changed anything in the translation? I said, look, the Lord has to judge the world. He had to give it a straight measuring stick. Now, I'm going to say this. The word of God is true and it's perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. Even the translations carry the life of God. The way that words are implied, even if you don't, if you're not clear on the Hebrew and Greek and Aramaic and Syrian dialect, it's still life. And it's easy to receive. The things that Jesus said he meant, if you live by it, you're going to get new vision. The word of God works. You're going to get new vision as you receive God's word in your heart. Even though you don't know the Hebrew and Greek and Aramaic and all the languages they use before they translate. And if you don't, and whatever you're unclear about, see, the word interprets the word. Go before the Holy Spirit and you'll get a clear understanding. Easy. Keep reading it. Read chapters and you'll get a clear. If you read scriptures, you're getting fragments. If you read books and chapters, you get a picture of what God is doing. And to make it even more simple, always go back to what God did in the first place. What he did in the first place is the best thing. He said, let there be light. He saw the light was good. He divided the light from the darkness. Everything God does, he chooses what's holy over what's unholy, what's clean over what's not clean, love over hate, truth over false. In everything he does, that's the standard. That's the character of God. He doesn't lie to gain. He don't lie to himself like men would. A man will love a woman so much when she do something that when he know that she wrong, he'll look the other way and pretend it's not working. God don't do that. That's stupid. What is, God deals with things as it really is. Now people will think they look up to their false prophets. But when they're after the rapture, the false prophets are going to be left here. And a lot of their congregations are going to be left here. And everybody who turned their shoulder from God will be right there with them. There are some men that in the rapture, they're going to be raptured and their whole congregation is going to be raptured. There won't be any of their congregation left because they did their job in love. And they did things God's way. You know, when Pastor John Hagee, when the rapture happens, he'll be gone and all of his congregation will be gone. Now, that some pastors, that's not going to be the case. They're going to still be here. And a lot of their congregation with them. And the people that believed them. Because they turned their shoulder from God. And they turned their shoulder because they turned their heart. And they turned their heart because they love the world more than God. Now, when people love God, their heart, you can't look to the Lord. If you look to the Lord, if your eye be single, you're looking at him only, his word, his character. His love. You're governing your life by the love of God. Your whole body will be full of light. Now, your spirit and your soul is captured in your body. All of you will be full of light. And at that point, you're going to have greater vision. You're going to be able to see everything as for what it is, as it is. Just like God. And you'll always choose what's right over what's wrong. And if you pay attention to what's holy, you'll be able to do that. But you're not under condemnation. Some things may get by you as you're endeavoring to grow. You're learning. As you're growing, God loves you. Some things you just don't know. God's not going to judge you for what you don't know. But never try to use lack of knowledge to do secret things. Run to God's will. God knows when people are trying. He knows when they're running to His will, and He knows when they're trying to be sleep. Speak to the mountains of your life. Speak to the things that die in your life. Bring things to life that are dead. Be truthful in your own heart. All of these things is the knowledge of love. If God chose what's holy, you choose what's holy. Of course, pure. Holiness is purity. Sometimes you can't use words because cold religion have turned the meaning of them. You know, sometimes when you say be holy, they think of the holiness church and all the rules and regulations. God gave us one law, the law of love, from the beginning. And if you walk in love, you'll fulfill the law. You won't do the law. You won't want to do wrong. To people that want to do wrong, don't do wrong. That's when you need the law. And then observe the law and don't do those things because it's going to kill you. Sin will get in your heart and it will undo everything that God is doing in you. But live the life of God. God is good. As we do so, it works. God is moving by His Spirit. Now I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.